If you're having a different experience from hearing this song than I am, you have to let me know in the comments. Or if I'm like right on the money here, please let me know. Because usually in these, I'm completely wrong. But I can't be wrong on this. There's no way. Yo, what is up? Blake here. Welcome back to the channel. Today, we're going to be reacting to the BTS music video, Black Swan. I know that there was an art film version. I will be reacting to that one as well. I did a poll on the channel, so if you are wondering why I chose this one, that's why. It won by just a small margin, so I'll be doing a couple of other ones after that. So anyways, if this is your first time here, I am a musician. I typically do like rock, acoustic singer-songwriter stuff, producer, singer-songwriter, and engineer. So a lot of my reactions come from that perspective. I typically try to break down the music or experience the music in that sort of lens, I guess. So anyways, if you have not subscribed yet, please go ahead and hit the subscribe button. It'd be much appreciated. Hit the notification bell. And for the YouTube algorithm, hit the thumbs up button. That'd be great. Anyways, I'm super excited to check this out. It's been a kind of a minute since I've heard any BTS songs. I've heard a couple of side projects from the different artists from BTS. So I'm excited to hear this one. So without further ado, let's go. I have the lyrics pulled up, so I will be checking those out while I have these subtitles on. Okay, I usually don't comment on dancing, but that was actually like really graceful. Okay, so obviously this is an R&B style track. And I'm going to rewind this for a second. There's always, here's the thing. You guys have to understand, like, when you're listening to this music for the first time and you're watching a music video, there is a lot going on. So I'm trying to pay attention to as many things as I can. So I'll be running this back as most people do. But I'm trying to kind of take everything in, which may be hard to do on specific videos. This one, we'll see if I can figure out what the song's about. Is this about depression? Huh, interesting. Okay. Pre-chorus, maybe? I legit do not know if I'm listening to a verse or chorus or pre-chorus. I have completely lost track of all of that. I'm completely thrown off right now. It's not because it's not obvious based on the melody. And the reason I'm saying that is typically speaking, it's usually separated. There's a lot happening right now, and with the dancing, and obviously their videos are super cinematic. So I'm taking this in from quite a lot of different angles. No song affects me anymore. Man, I can relate to this a little bit. I'm not going to lie. So Ocean, all right, hold on. I'm going to compare. I know the translations could be a little strange sometimes. So Ocean with all light, silence shut. Okay, yeah, there's basically the same. My wandering feet held in a rut. Every noise and sound's been cut. Killing me now, killing me now. Do you hear me? Is this about musical burnout? That would be interesting. If that's what this is about, if this is about music burnout, I don't know why it's called Black Swan yet. I haven't seen anything. I don't know what that means, if I'm being honest with you. But it is a cool name. It may come up later, but just from my initial interpretation of the lyrics, that, and then there's a post-chorus, according to the genius.com lyrics, which is just what comes up in Google first. Okay, so this is the chorus. There's not a lot of melodic separation between the verse and the chorus, which is not a negative thing. It's just an observation. It's just a different song. It's not quite a ballad, but it's, but it kind of is. It's kind of like a mid-tempo, mid-slow. It bounces though. I'm not gonna lie. Like I really love the instrumental of this though. Man, it's the dancing. It's hard keeping up with everything and watching the dancing. Interesting. This has to be about, if this is some sort of another call out to ARMY, song about ARMY, I don't know how to perceive that. If this is not about musical burnout, then I cannot tell you, we can't have a conversation. Because as a musician, I'm looking at this and I have been through this. It is, man. Maybe this is why people asked me to talk about this song. I know it's been a little bit of a slower video. My video, not this one. This one's got a lot going on. There's like different levels of like creativity, and you experience them in waves, okay? And you always don't have the ability to hone in on something. It's almost like you can't always have the same mood throughout the day. You're going to go ride on waves. Sometimes something will upset you. You're going to crash. You're going to be up. You're going to be down. And hopefully where it's not like to a problem or it's, you know, a mental health issue or anything. But writing music and coming up with stuff can be like that too. And at first it could be like writer's block, which for most people, it's like you're overthinking things. You're overthinking like maybe your expectations for what you have for yourself is just higher than your ability in that moment, because your abilities on what you can sing, what you can write, what you can do, how you move, how you talk to people, all of those things are on a spectrum and everybody's spectrum is different. And then once you go past the writer's block thing where you are, I guarantee you these guys have been working hard at this point in their career, because just from what I know, it's really easy to get burnt out, especially If you're in a group and you have to keep up with other people, maybe 2 out of 7 are feeling this way and they're trying to get into the momentum that the other ones are. I mean, who knows? It could be a multitude of different things. If you're having a different experience from hearing this song than I am, you have to let me know in the comments. Or if I'm like right on the money here, please let me know. Because usually in these, I'm completely wrong. But I can't be wrong on this. There's no way. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at verse 4 right now. It has to be. This is crazy. This is a song about being a musician. This is a struggles about being a musician. Thank you. BTS, thank you. Thank you for putting this into a song. I haven't heard a song like this before expressing why it's so difficult to make things. And I would assume the pressure of BTS when you have a lot of fans, even though there are tons of super fans out there that will consume, I'm saying like 1% of you, so don't freak out, that would consume anything that these people put out because you love them. You know, they could do no wrong. But the most of people who listen to this music aren't that. And that could be a lot of pressure. So imagine what I'm just talking about plus that, you know, the pressure of making something good could really burn you out. Man, this is crazy. I definitely appreciate this. I've been trying to come out of that for, and mine's lasted over 10 years, creatively. So man, maybe I needed to hear this today. I don't know. Yeah, overcome that burnout, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Man. It is all ocean floor. Man, they're really nailing this one on just the experience of what it's like being a musician. That's really impressive. And to make it still interesting, this was the most voted music video for me to check out. Did you guys know that I was burnt out and that I have a hard time getting back into that zone? And it's almost like fishing, which is funny that this is talking about ocean and stuff, but it's a lot of weight. You throw your lure into the ocean and you don't know what you're coming out with. So, yeah, man. And I usually don't break down lyrics, but, you know, I'm listening to the track and it's so lyric focused. You know, it's the music is good, but it's only there to be a bed for the lyrics in this track. And I'm used to the music and the lyrics, melody and all of that kind of competing equally lately in pop. It's not always like that, but you could turn this into an acoustic performance. I think different melody though. I don't know if it would hit the same. It's, man. This is kind of an experience for me personally. I think I'm having an experience more than you guys are because I'm kind of thrown off a little bit here. Okay, let me say this. Here's something I definitely have been thinking over the last couple of videos, but I don't know if I've had the opportunity to kind of bring it into context. Let me tell you what I appreciate about these guys. I appreciate that every song that I've heard has not been derogatory in any way to anybody. It's just about being a human, you know? And I think a lot of pop music out there focuses so much on like materialistic things. I have not heard that yet from these guys. So I appreciate that. How many times have you heard a song in this genre, meaning like R&B, hip hop, pop blend? Like it's in sort of murky sort of thing. It's not defined. I can't define it, but I know the influences, you know? How many times have you heard a song like this about hooking up or being in a club? I'm married with kids. I don't have anything to do with any of that stuff. You know, I've been in a relationship for so long. I think I lost count on the years. So I don't like that kind of music. I appreciate this kind of stuff a lot more. I think I'm appreciating this more from a songwriting perspective than I am on the music and the production and stuff. Not that any of that's bad. It's all good. It's just, again, the music is there serving to be part of the song, to let you focus on things. And a lot of people that are in the army have been telling me for so long, since I started doing this, that their lyrics are deeper than most boy bands. And I would agree with you. I agree with you. I could never, ever hear a pop boy band ever making music like this, because you're not speaking to any, you're speaking to musicians, or you're telling the experience of what it's like to be a musician. That by itself is incredible. I have to say, that's really cool. Yeah, in a rut, man. Film it now? Is that what it said, or is it actually that? I'm looking at the lyrics now. Film it now. Obviously, they are very famous, and I am not, so I probably just don't quite identify with that specific line. Thing is music. That's great. The lyrics, man, those are great lyrics. That was really good. That was really good. Okay. Let me give some final thoughts on that real quick. I think that, well, let me say this. I know their catalog is really large. They have a large catalog, which is very impressive. And if you have seven people in your group plus other Axura people helping the production, songwriting, and all kinds of stuff, like that's expected. Like if you're not making a ton of music, then what are you doing, you know? And we only hear the tip of the iceberg. Like I think I said this in my last video, like you don't even know what's under that ocean. Which is funny because we're talking about oceans. It's hundreds or maybe 1,000 or 2,000 songs that you just don't hear. You never will hear them. Maybe one day we'll get to hear some, but you won't hear them. They're in a vault, and some of them may be bad. Some of them may not be. That's why they're not there, or it just didn't work, or people can come up with ideas. And if this does not encompass just the emotion internally that a musician goes through while they're trying to come up with something for the passion that they have, that they love to do. Because as a songwriter and a musician, you're only, well, to your own standard at least, okay? It's, we have like this self, it's not like a self-hate thing, but you hold yourself up to the standard based off the last great thing that you did. So if you did 100 things that aren't that good, you're still holding yourself up to that level. And if you don't hit that, you're going to always be disappointed. And it is hard. You get in this cycle of like a whirlwind of just not being, you feel like you're not being good enough. You're not good enough, you know? And everybody goes through that regardless of how good you are or how successful you are. Every artist I've ever seen has talked about that. No one says they just write bangers after banger. It doesn't work that way. From a critical listening standpoint, I can say that the, again, there's not much going on in the production, but I think that is intended because the lyrics are obviously number one in this. I think the lyrics took place over everybody else's egos, parts, which is great. I've always respected this group, but I don't think I've ever had a connection to them before. So this has been quite the experience. For those of you who voted for this, thank you. I don't know if you thought I needed to hear this from a personal perspective or if you just like the song. And I don't know what Black Swan means. So if you know what that means, let me know in the comments because I'm actually curious. There's no Black Swan mentioned in this at all, which is fine. I wrote a song last year that had some of these, it wasn't as clear, it's not as clear as this, but a lot of the same emotions are there, like being, feeling like you literally feel like you're dead inside. Like they talked about this in the song, and a lot of what the song that I wrote is alliteration to death, even though that's not what's really happening. I think a lot of musicians would probably interpret that sort of feeling of not being able to create or not feeling like you're enjoying it, as feeling like you're dead as an artist, like 100%. So anyways, I can't wait to listen to so much more. Like I'm not going to lie. Like I have, every time I hear something about these guys, like I feel like I've come a long way in my journey with BTS. I definitely have an appreciation, and now I feel like I have a connection from like an artist to an artist. Which I don't know if a lot of people feel that same way or not. I'm sure there's tons of musicians that are into BTS. There has to be, just by the numbers, you know? So with that being said, speaking of that, once I hit 10,000 subscribers, I will be releasing one of my songs, acoustic performance, just me and a microphone and my acoustic guitar at 10,000 subscribers. So if you are not subscribed, and you were interested in that, or if you just want to support the channel because you're a cool person, go ahead and hit the subscribe button, ring the notification bell. And if I go live, come hang out with me. You know, in the past I was doing a lot on this specific channel, a lot of like musician stuff. And I'm still doing that, but I've moved that to another channel now. And this channel will now just be music and reaction videos and things like that. So you'll be getting a lot of stuff from me, which I'm excited about because, again, I feel like every time I do one of these videos, I learn something, which is why I like to do it. And I get to listen to new music, which is also incredible. So without, you know, going too deep into a rant, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for watching this video. If you make music every day. Peace.